What I'm sharing is descending in Colombia. After a year and a month in closing the church, I always knew the Lord had me ahead of many people. And now I came back to the United States, and just about every church is closed down, small and large. We don't know for how long, but I know some of the small churches will not be able to exist because of their financial obligation to their landlords, and because the people are caring about themselves, and small churches are going to take a hit. Also, I remember when I was a young man in my teens that I went up into a mountain to pray and fast, and the Lord appeared to me. He did appear to me. And it was on that mountain that I remember to this day. And I realize every time the Lord speaks to me and give me a revelation concerning the nation of what's to come, is always over a mountain, on a mountain, or flying over mountains. And so I remember when I flew over Haiti years ago, and the Lord told me that there were jewels buried in the mountains. Until I get there, those jewels were children, hundreds of children who were going to school in the mountains. And then the Lord said, "These are my jewels that's buried in the mountain." I remember going to Jamaica, and on the hill where the University of Mona was, the Lord spoke to me there. I remember also in Costa Rica, on the mountain again, God spoke to me. So it came back to me that whenever the Lord has a word for the nations and a word to go forth, that He will take me up and above, whether on the mountains or over flying the mountains. And so while we were landing in Colombia for the first time, going in to Cali, Colombia, the Lord immediately spoke to me. I told my wife to hand me the bag that when people get sick on the plane that they use to vomit, hand it to me quickly and give me a pen. And I couldn't stop writing what the Lord was sharing with me. On that vision, on the plane landing, I saw the earth and the mountains shaking like never before. I saw the Lord reveal to me that there were going to be mountain splitting, and the mountain splitting will also bring forth rivers and lakes to flood cities. I saw that while landing in Cali, Colombia. I saw mountains and volcanic eruption all over the world. I saw earthquakes simultaneously like I never seen before. I saw the fire coming from the belly of the earth, and like the earth was just shaking like never before. This what's coming is going to be an earthquake and volcanic eruption around the world simultaneously, and this earth is going to shake. And as I begin to see it and see what's happening and the lakes forming, I also saw oceans coming together. I saw like the Atlantic and the Pacific and some of the other oceans, Indian oceans, coming together at certain places. And what this did, it caused the sea level to rise. I saw low level areas flooding, like cities flooding. I saw fear, I saw panic. I saw people dying by the floods and by the volcano. I saw people yelling and screaming. I saw people praying, and some were screaming into the heavens. And the earth was on fire. It looks like also from space, the astronauts not were able to send back a picture, and it seemed like the earth was on fire because the fire of the volcano was all over. And then I began to understand that what the scientists were saying about global warming and fossil fuels and that's causing global warming, I realized that man's part in the damage of the Earth's geological system was not as great as the what's coming from the bottom. So global warming really is not really the result of fossil fuels and some of the things that man say that man has caused. The coal, burning of the coal, that's part of it that goes into the atmosphere. But what I saw that's causing global warming is already the volcanic fire that's pouring the ash and bringing up from the earth that's causing the global warming. I saw more because of this, more storms and tornadoes and hurricanes. I saw eruptions. I saw volcano in America and Indonesia, Japan, and all these different faults they're talking about. Simultaneously, it's going to shake. And I said, Lord, what is the purpose for this? And God said, hear my word. It said so that the earth is the Lord, to remind the people of the earth that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. To bring to the people of the earth and to the wisdom and to the wise of the earth and to those who are wise, to bring their wisdom to north. And he said, the virus that's around the earth now, he said, the wisest men, the doctors, the physicians, the scientists, they cannot find a cure for it. It will take them months. It will take them a long time. That shows them how they are only wise in themselves. But I, the Lord, I am the God of all wisdom. And so God said he will bring the wisdom of these men to north. And number three, he said the gospel of the kingdom has been gone forth with my love around the world, with my mercy, with my blood, and with the word that has gone forth around the world. But he said, in order to bring in the fold and to bring my people into a place of righteousness, he said, I have to express my anger for their coldness and their lukewarmness. And by expressing my anger upon the earth, they will draw closer to me. He said, I am the Lord who stood upon the mountains, and the mountain shook, and the fire burned upon the mountain. And my people withdrew and said, I would listen to Moses, and they returned to me. He said, I am the Lord who sent forth the fire, and sent forth the pestilence, and sent forth my people into far places so that they could cry out and come back to me. So even though my gospel has gone to the ends of the earth, these things are necessary that will come to pass so that my people would come closer to me. Aside from this, saith the Lord, they will continue to go astray. They will continue to go away from me. They will continue not to heed my voice, and they will continue to do whatever their evil heart tells them to do. I, the Lord, I will bring my people back. I will bring them closer. I will bring the nations during my visitation. For I told you, my son, that I will visit the islands and the nations. I will bring forth upon them a memory that I am the Lord and the earth belongs to me. Fear not. Also, my son, this is a season for their faith to be strong. Did not I say that when I return, would I find faith on the earth? So now their faith should be strong. Tell them to build their faith. Tell them to be strong, for this is coming to pass. The shaking has begun. The shaking will come. I also saw that more masks will be needed. Not just the mask, N95 mask, but the mask of volcanic ash. It's going to be hard to breathe when these things come up from the earth. It's going to be hard to breathe. People are going to need oxygen. People are going to be able to need to breathe. And all these things will come to pass so that people would bow and know that I am the Lord, the God of the earth. This is what I saw when I was landing in Cali, Colombia, on March the 5th, 2020. I saw it, and as I walked around Cali and Medellin, my mind was upon it. I look at the rolling mountains, and I look at the hills, and I said, it's going to be terrible for these mountains to be split, and for the fire to come forth, and for the water to come forth. The Lord said the fire is going to be mingled with the water, and the water is going to come forth with the fire, even from the depths of the earth. So I say this today, not for people to be afraid, or not to people to be scared, or to hide, or to be fearful of God. Yes, fearful of God in the sense that people will turn to Him and draw closer to Him. But these things are coming to pass, and the young people need to hear it and need to prepare. It's coming to pass, for the shaking has begun, and it will only continue. The coronavirus is only a start of what's to come. So, Father, now I pray for those who hear my voice and those who are listening to my voice, that they will take heed and they will guard this word and know it, that it came from the voice of a Father whose voice can be trusted and whose voice they've listened to for many years. I thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that even now you send us, O God, a fearful warning in the midst of your love and the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.